are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hello, and welcome to the Infinite Possibilities Radio broadcast. I am your host, Babette Cobble, and today we are going to be talking about fear. I know something every listener that is on here today with us has probably dealt with in their life, is dealing with, or will deal with at some point. So I want to talk about that, talk about three types of pain that we all go through that fear is created by those different types of pain. But first, I want to start off with a little bit of a monologue that I want you all to just listen to and think about before we really start our discussion. What is fear? My name is Fear. I'm a thief. I steal life. I steal confidence. I steal peace. My name is Fear, and I hate light. I love the dark. But you want to know a secret that's not really a secret at all? I may feel powerful, but I'm very weak. I don't exist if you don't let me. I don't survive if you don't feed me. I won't live if you kill me, but you don't. My name is Fear, and I keep kings from becoming kings. My name is Fear, and I stop willing hearts from doing much of anything. I've held back helping hands, marching through lands. I've forced you to sit down and not take a righteous stand. That's what I do. My name is Fear. You used to know me as a monster in your closet. Now you know me as a monster in your everyday, keeping real living at bay. You let me own you. You let me control you. You let me slow you to a ridiculously boring pace. My name is Fear, and you all too well know my face. My name is Fear. I need no introduction wherever I go. They know my name is Fear. I'm welcome here because you say it's so. My name is Fear. Have invited me. I know that's true because, well, otherwise I wouldn't be here with you. But you see, I can't stay if you don't let me. I can't win if you don't let me. I can be broken if you just break me. But you don't. My name is Fear until you say it isn't. But you won't. That is a monologue by the Skit Guys. It is something that I shared with our organization, Every Woman Can Be, at our last luncheon this month. And it really speaks to many, many different things. I'm sure that you can pick something out from that monologue that you've experienced in your own life. I know I went through it and I was like, yes, this and this, they apply to my life. So that's why I chose today's topic as fear. My name is Fear, and we're going to talk about three types of pain. Because we as women shoulder a lot through everyday life. We all have ups and downs. But the thing is, it's how we handle those each and every day. It's about our character. And the last thing that we need to do is let fear control the person that we truly are meant to be. You know, I believe that fear gets way too much airplay in our life. most of the fears that we have are really just negative thoughts that we are running too often in our mind and associating so much pain to that, that it really just becomes normal everyday life. Bad management of our own mental faculties, it's not an impulsive negative thing generating in our brain telling us to fight, flight, or flee. Everyone uses that as really an excuse, believe it or not. Get over it. Isn't that the case that we all say? You just got to get over it and get on with life. But fear is a lot of thoughts and a lot of processing that we do, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Once you understand what anything is in life, you devise a plan to overcome it or succumb to it. It's really your choice. And yes, you do have that choice. What is fear? What are you so scared of that is going to bring so much pain into your life? Ever thought about it? What is it? What is going to bring so much pain into your life to live to your fullest potential? I'm remembering figuring this out for myself, and once I did, I wasn't really scared anymore. Cautious? Yes. Fearful? No. When you understand something more, it isn't so terrifying. Once something is knowledgeable, you can develop a competency around it. Then you can develop confidence around it. So think about that. You have to have a competency to what you're thinking so that you can develop a competence to go around it. Without competency, there can never be that confidence. The more you understand something, the more confidence you'll have in that area of your life. Think about whenever you first rode a bike, or whenever you learned how to swim, or whenever you went to school for the very first time, or you walked into that college class. All of those things, without some competency behind that and knowing what to expect, how could you have the confidence to take that first step? What is it in your life that you need to take time to understand more about? What are all the fears? There are three types of pain that we're going to discuss on today's broadcast. Three areas where we may be experiencing pain in our own lives. And once we understand that, we will no longer be stranded or stopped by fear. Think about how many times in your life that you can just think back on at this moment that fear has stranded you toward your goals, toward your dreams, toward your desires, or it's literally stopped you in your tracks and maybe even made you turn around and run the other way. The first type of pain that we're going to talk about is called loss pain. If I change my life or do this new thing, I will experience loss. So I plant my feet firmly in the ground and I say, I don't want to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. If I experience loss, I am scared to try it because I might lose something that I like, care for, or adore. So I just won't try it. If I go and make a big change in my life, I might lose my job or my relationship with my spouse or lose the connection with my best friend or lose the relationship that I have with my kids. If I quit my job, I will lose the security of my paycheck, my benefit, my 401k. I remember watching a movie several years ago where a woman thought her husband was having an affair. We as women are empathetic to these types of situations, especially whenever we see them on the big screen. When she was crying to her girlfriends about the situation, she started listing off these fears, different fears that she had, that if her husband was truly having an affair, what was going to happen? However, the audience was truly shocked, and I mean shocked, that her last statement was not, oh my gosh, what if I lose my husband? What if I lose my house? It wasn't, what if I lose my lifestyle? It was, what if I lose the nanny? Yes, y'all heard me right. She actually said, what if I lose the nanny? I can't lose the nanny. Really? The nanny? The movie producers were trying to create a sense of what is known as rude humor. I'm sure you all have seen that in various movies that are out, actually at the big screen right now. However, what they were actually portraying, without even realizing it, was a mom that didn't even believe in herself enough to raise her own children, that she felt that she could deal with her husband having an affair. She could deal with the fact that maybe she would have to move houses or get a new lifestyle, reduce her style of living. But she felt responsible that if she didn't have the nanny, she might not be able to raise her kids. Think about it this way. Because if she raised the kids alone without a nanny and they didn't turn out to be fine, productive citizens, then that was on her. That was a strong sense of loss, pain she was experiencing. I remember when I was walking away from my corporate career back in 2008, after 15 years of service and coming home to raise my child. Now, you want to talk about some fear. That was fear. I was told, now, you've worked too hard. You don't want to do this. Give up all the security that you have. I was even told my life will never be the same. The reality was part of that was actually true. As I thought more about the situation, I was honestly concerned, and I was probably a bit fearful. I mean, I worked hard to get to the top of my career for the last 15 years. I wouldn't have that steady paycheck every 2 weeks. I wouldn't have those amazing bonuses that I received, the trips I got, the experiences I had, the clients that I interacted with on a daily basis. I wouldn't have the coworkers to bounce everyday things off of. I would be by myself. I wouldn't have that predictability of my day. I wouldn't even have the 2 weeks of paid vacation and the holidays that people enjoy and just spend time with. I wouldn't be getting paid for those like other people. I would even lose my lunch and dinner meetings at fine dining restaurants, at country clubs. I mean, I would even lose many of the things that I cherished and looked forward to, even though we all complain about work and possibly going to our job, especially on a Monday morning. It's still familiar to us. It's still a security. It's still something that we truly take for granted every day. All of those things were thrown at me by many people in my life, and I went to sleep with them the day before I gave my resignation, all within my head. These are places that so many of us decide to not make that decision. But you know something? We all experience those every day, and I turned in my resignation that day, and I haven't looked back since. When people want to quit smoking or drinking or start a diet, they are fearful to lose that smoke break, that meal at the end of the day, because it takes away a calming in their life, whether it's the nicotine or the chocolate. For a lot of us ladies, especially during certain times of our day or a month or a year, it's that peace that we truly crave. It's that comfort, that calming that we desire in our such busy lives that we leave. Even though with every puff or with every bite, believe it or not, those things lead to death. It gives them life at the moment. It gives each of us pleasure at the moment. And that's why we choose not to change. We fear losing something that we don't feel that we can lose. But believe it or not, we are losing every day that we make those choices. So So part of reorienting our lives is not to focus on the loss, but to stay focused on the gain that we can achieve from the change that we choose to make. Yes, I might lose the security in the short term, but in the long term, I might have more freedom. I might have less money in the short term, but in the long term, I will have more time. I may lose the coaching and mentoring and the corporate structure, but I'm going to grow faster from the challenges I must face all on my own. I might lose that 401k, but I may make $1 million over a lifetime. Those fears cause us to not make that decision. What happens in a fearful mind is that it starts asking that question, what if? And it follows that phrase with a negative statement. What if this terrible thing happens? What if this terrible thing happens? What if this terrible thing happens? And we generate and we stew inside with all these fears, which in turn tricks our mind into thinking that we can't change. Once you understand the loss that pain provides, it's something that you are going to deal with. You start focusing more, and you gain more, and you will slowly start getting over the hurdle. The second type of pain that I want to talk about today is called process pain. Changing anything is going to be hard. It's not easy. Otherwise, we'd all do it, and we'd all look like cover models. The process of change is very hard, not even bringing into the equation that we will lose. We will have some type of a loss when we change. Starting something new is just that hard. When I start thinking about starting my own business, I thought, this is going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be really hard. I don't know how to do this. And that yet, I don't know all the ins and outs of everything that I'm going to face. I don't have any competencies in these particular areas yet. I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm going to have to work 24/7 starting this business. And I'm going to have to work really hard for potentially 3 years or more just to get it going. I might not be able to get any support or help. This process is pretty scary. So guess what? We don't change. Something for some people is who are thinking about quitting smoking or losing weight, it's the same thing. They aren't thinking of the life they will have after they quit smoking, after they lose that weight, after they give that resignation. How they will breathe or not cough, for instance, for smokers, or even after losing weight, how much easier it's going to be able to go upstairs and not be out of breath or take a walk with your child or run with your dog and not be exhausted or out of breath. They are thinking and focused just on the process in the quitting the addiction. The process, for instance, for smokers of the shake of the withdrawals from nicotine that aren't going to be in their system anymore. Trying to start a new diet, it's the same thing. It's the process of the pain. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to shop at a different place to get food. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to start cooking meals instead of going out to eat. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to start exercising. How hard is that going to be? And where am I going to fit it into my schedule? The thoughts are focused on thinking of the things that are going to be hard. Did you ever think about part of the mastery of life is learning to see that change is a game? Learning to see that challenges are something we can master. To become known as the master of our processes of life. To understand that, yes, they might be challenging. And they are challenging. But a challenge is good. Challenge is healthy. Challenge in life will develop us. Challenges allow us to reach towards our highest self. Challenges allow us to live that full-charged life. It allows us to get up every day and walk on sunshine instead of under a dark, rainy cloud. It can be engaging and fun and exciting and new. It brings variety to life. Most of us have heard that variety is the spice of life. Did you know you have the power inside of you to stir up that spice? We can look forward to the process of change, and we switch our minds to that way of thinking. We start to embrace change, and we change more often, just like a habit. Once you start changing and you accomplish that first change, they become habits, that making changes in life are not as difficult. The third type of pain that I want to talk about today is called outcome pain, scared of what you may lose whenever you make changes. What if you go through all this terribly difficult work to change and the outcome is no different? And the grass is not greener. I was terrified about that with my business too, and other areas of my life actually. I was terrified of working my backside off, but not making it. What if I don't earn any more money? What if I don't have a better lifestyle? What if I don't grow as fast as I want to? What if on the other side of that fence it's not any better? And we sit and we think, what if it's not better? For nothing? If we are stuck there thinking that way, guess what? You'll never change. So part of the maturity and the mastery of life is to stop thinking on the outcomes that are negative in life and start thinking and dreaming about giving our attention to those things that would be good and satisfying and fulfilling and happiest and joyous, which are on the other side of that fence, just waiting for us to get there. Let's look at quitting smoking. Let's look at that thought process. I will feel good. I will be able to breathe. I'll be able to walk up a flight of steps. Those are the different things that you have to realize and experience. Those are the opportunities that await you. What about a diet? When I start the diet, am I really going to enjoy tasting some new food? Because the ones I've been eating haven't been serving my body well over the years. I'm going to enjoy going for the walks again, the nature experience. I'm going to enjoy shopping again. Ladies, we can all accept this, can't we? We're going to enjoy shopping again for clothes that actually fit our body. We stay focused on the positive things because you know what? When you focus on those things, you start to master your mind to the positive instead of the negative. When we obsess on the loss of pain, the process of pain, and outcome of pain, your brain and body actually say, no, no, don't do that. It will only cause you more. That's right, pain. Because we have been gifted with a mind and a body that has an unbelievable drive to avoid pain. When we realize that we have stopped suffering in our mind and agonizing over pain, we might experience. We do very different things that might improve our life. You and I both know what would improve our lives. So why aren't we doing it? Because somewhere we have established a lot of loss, process, or outcome pain to those things that we desire the most. Today is a great day to sit down and ask yourself the question, what do I really want in my life? Why have I not been processing and progressing faster? When you start to explore why you haven't been moving forward in your life faster, you may experience a lot of loss, process, or outcome pain that has been unresolved. When we have unresolved pain, We stay stuck. It's just really that easy. When you decide to remove yourself from that stuck status, you start to flip your life in an entirely new way. You start to reach towards what you really want in life. You will find yourself focusing on the gains, the joys, the desires, the positive outcomes. You will find yourself walking towards what you want. You will find yourself getting ahead in life. And you might just find yourself feeling fully released from the fear that's been holding you captive and not allowing you to have the life that you were meant to have. I've given you all an awful lot to think about today, but don't let fear control your life. Don't let fear rob you from what you were put on this planet to be, the purpose you were put here for, and the desires that swell up in your heart every day of things that you truly want to do, but you're just scared to take that next step. I encourage you to listen to this over and over again so that you can gain the knowledge you need to break free of those chains, break free of that fear, remove those three types of pain from your life, and become the woman that you are meant to be. Because you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Infinite Possibilities Show. Wishing you all a fearless and fabulous day. Bye-bye for now.